following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online. Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish card owner.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Here's the snap, the placement, the kick to the upright. And it is good! It is good! And there is your dagger! The Packers are still perfect at 12-0, 38-35 over the Giants.
Got to give the Giants credit, man.
Yeah, you know, Eli Manning, I know everybody's been talking about it all year, that he's an elite quarterback and all this, and he is, but he's still Tom Dooley. He's still Tom Dooley in the end. Give Aaron Rodgers too much time. And, you know, the thing was, is I didn't even think Rodgers was all that sharp in the game.
No, not like he has been in other games.
Yeah, I mean, he was good, and the Giants' defense was pretty good, but I thought that he was just a little off his game a little bit.
But that's with the Packers. They just play good, and they win.
Yeah, I know. What's up with this dude, Sane? I've been thinking about him for a couple of fantasy leagues. I think he might get some touches going down the stretch here.
Yeah.
Boy from Ohio State.
I'm Tom. He's John. It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 194.
Right. I am John, by the way. A lot of people still get that confused. They call me Tom and him John, and I'm John, and he's Tom.
Or I'm the other guy, or you're the other guy.
Right. One of us is John.
And meanwhile, Mike Francesa is thinking about Bush. we got to check in with Al Davis. God's nephew wins again.
Yeah, he does again. God, I mean, again.
America's team, however, does not.
Eh, whatever. The Steelers won.
Email and more coming up real quick. The Gridiron Challenge top five. Number one, Alf Ramsey's Porn Dungeon. Number two, Sid Luckman's. Same old, same old. Number three, right. The Romo O'Romos. Actually, tie for fourth place here between Suck on My Big Fat Titties and Wilma Fingerdo. My wife fell out.
She dropped.
She's now sixth. I'm up to 20th, and, well, you lasted 2 weeks on the front page this time.
I thought I was at the bottom of the front page. I thought I was actually number 50.
I'd go to the second page.
I fall off?
Yeah. Now, in my league that you just joined this year, you made the playoffs. Everything fell the way you needed it to.
That's right. I made the playoffs with a losing record, and right at the end, when I needed to, Drew Brees comes through with the clutch. Bam! I must say, I do like him playing on Sunday or Monday night when my other team is already done, when the opposing team is already done, and I can call him on the phone and I can say to him, hey, man, you think 49's enough? Huh? Huh? You think it's enough? Here he comes.
You are the number six seed your first year in the league.
Yeah, man. That's right. Starting from behind. That's where I like it.
Pigskin pick 'em top five. Just love the team name.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Well, now, here's what's funny. We have a three-way tie for first place. You've got Bang's Trash Can Dookies.
Right.
And Christ's Chin.
Right.
Together make a slap, slap, slapping sound.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. I'll go with that. There's a lot of people that are going to think that that's absolute heresy, to which I say, shut the hell up. Get a life.
So Bang's Dookie is up against Christ's Chin.
And that's about right.
It's a slap, slap, slapping sound.
There you go. And there's some good Christmas cheer for you.
And then there's a tie, the third or fourth and fifth place teams. Pull My Finger.
Okay. One.
And Dog and Bernie's Daughter.
Dog and Bernie's Daughter. Now, okay, who can remember the first time that their uncle gave them the pull my finger trick?
Yeah, right.
All right, now who can remember the first time that they dog Bernie's daughter? A couple of hands are up out there. So I'm in a three-way tie. I got to pull out of that. I didn't have a very good week this week.
And who can remember the first time their uncle touched them in their nether region?
Apparently a lot more kids are remembering it. Sandusky was arrested again today. See, this is the thing I don't get, man. Here is a child predator, and they have to go back to his house and arrest him again. Put his ass in jail, for God's sakes. God, keep him there. keep him there.
Let's see. What are we going to get into first?
But that's it, as the teams are now heading to the center of the field to shake hands. 6-5, and the Seahawks win their fifth game of the season. Yeah. The Eagles come to town on Thursday night, and the Seahawks do it behind the running of Marshawn Lynch, 31-14.
You know, I keep hearing, oh, Michael Vick's back, Michael Vick's back. Well, how does that fix the Eagles' run defense?
Eagles, I'm sorry. Are we talking about the last place team in the NFC East?
Well, you know, here's the thing, and this is how you can tell the Eagles have become completely irrelevant. Last week, we never mentioned them one time on the show.
It's not even any fun to make fun of them anymore, you know?
Well, I got this clip of Andy Reid, so I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Well, I mean, believe me, I'm always in for a good poke with a stick, you know? So, give me a stick. I don't care if it's a dead body laying on the ground or not. Let's poke it and see if we can get some green ooze to come out of it.
Well, you know, Marshawn Lynch ran all over them Thursday night, and they asked Andy Reid after the game about Lynch, and I'll be damned if I can understand what he's saying.
You're stating the obvious. I mean, just what we're saying. You have a lot of bodies around.
Jesus, you know, he's not that big, but you know, nobody can. There was just no place to. He ran, and oh God, oh my, look out! He's gonna. What I was saying is, we just couldn't. Oh, Jesus, it was horrible.
He sounds like some guy that gets interviewed running out of a zombie attack zone. You know,
I think that man's gonna be having nightmares from that game.
Everybody that plays Seattle, all right, that team is, they're a joke, I would say. But Marshawn Lynch is every bit the beast he says he is.
Well, and they're, you know, they're always, it's always tough to beat them in Seattle.
Well, yeah, especially since they absolutely, most definitely pipe in their crowd noise, you cheating bastards. Seriously, man, they pipe it in. And they shoot fireworks off before the game, Tom, when they haven't won anything.
Thank God Sam Huff isn't there.
He didn't like that.
What's the score?
Yeah, right.
down there.
And then, of course, you know, there was DeSean Jackson on the sideline looking all dejected.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the TV made it out that he was not talking to the team.
No, he wasn't. He was just completely ignoring Vince Young like he wasn't there, as if he was a 12-year-old girl mad at her daddy.
Well, DeSean says that's not true.
Oh,
that's what they saw. That's what they saw. I'm not going to entertain it.
Were you speaking with your teammates? Was there any communication issue?
I don't have to sit here and answer them questions. My teammates know what it is. I ain't got to sit here and answer them questions.
Okay, when you refuse to answer the question, what is that? What is everybody going to think?
You're guilty.
Right.
There's two ways to be guilty. One is to repeat the question, and two is to not answer it. That's how it works. You know, what he should have done is he should have just looked at everybody that asked him these questions and said exactly the way he was behaving and gone, whatever. You know, done his little neck thing. I swear to God, everybody's always on my case. What a bitch. I'm serious. DeSean Jackson, seriously, man, he's like looking at his agent going, hey, man, how am I doing on the, am I going to get my negotiation? How's it going? And his agent's going, you fucking idiot. Smile at the camera. Turn around and look at your quarterback. Jesus Christ, at least pretend like you care.
Is that Drew Rosenhaus? Is that his agent?
If it was, he'd already be in damage control. We'd hear all over already.
Oh,
he'd probably
true.
Be on TV pretending he was on the phone with somebody else ready to talk about DeSean Jackson.
We've got trade offers. We've got at least 15 trade offers coming in right now. Go ahead, get them on your hot dog. We've got DeSean Jackson on sale right now. Third caller, please call in right away with your highest offer.
Donovan McNabb's probably happy about what's going on in Philly this year.
Well, he's got plenty of time to watch, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does.
What an idiot. Does.
Yeah, he apparently, you know, we said he got cut, but apparently he requested his release. Did you know that?
I've got a great idea. Well, why don't I just ask for my release? And then I can be free for one of those playoff teams.
I just thought the best move for me at this particular point was to move on and clear my thoughts and clear my head and, you know, see what's next.
Oh, is that what it was?
Got to clear my thoughts, clear my head, got to reflect, go look back on my 2 years of absolutely destroying my reputation, see what I could do. Then I tried to call the Texans. You can see Todd. You see how that phone call goes?
Hey, Donovan, hey, Big Tex Laramie, executive assistant to the VP of the PR or something rather like that. All I know is they give me a big call. Hey, listen here. Hey, about that quarterback job. Yeah, we're real happy with this TJ Hooker boy. We'll be just fine. Hey, listen, you make sure you go ahead and leave your name and number with the receptionist there, because if old TJ gets knocked out, then we'll put the punter in there. And if he gets knocked out, well, then, I don't know, maybe a defensive end or something gets put in there. If he gets knocked out, well, then we might be needing somebody. So, hey, thanks for the call, and hey, why don't y'all go ahead and take care of that head cold?
And nobody's calling Donovan, are they?
No, he's calling up the Bears. Hey, Donnie Five, how's it going? Hey, let me just be straight with you. Big fan, but get lost.
They'll take Brett Favre before they take Donovan McNabb.
Apparently not. That was like, that sounded like one of those eighth grade things when somebody intercepts a note in the cafeteria. Brett likes Lovey. No, I ain't playing for no Lovey Smith. We don't want him.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if Favre did go to Chicago and they made the playoffs and then played the Packers in the playoffs?
Wouldn't it be hilarious? Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, God, that would be priceless, man.
It would be a riot.
It would.
But really.
I wanna play football. No, I wanna play football.
Yeah, Brett. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, God dang right.
With you.
Go back and get on your tractor.
It's too cold for no fishing, man. God dang right. We got to be doing something up there. I can work with that Mike Martz. All he wants to do is throw the ball all over the God dang field. Hell yeah.
Shoot, they're screwed. They took a look. Matt Forte went down. Their offense is gone.
Well, I guess he's okay.
I guess?
Forte, is he okay? Yeah, he might even play this week.
Oh, wow. That's a big whoosh for them.
Right.
But essentially, Donovan McNabb heard that TJ Yates and Caleb Haney are much better suited for their teams than him.
We've been saying it for a long, long time, I think.
Hey, TJ Yates, though, man, he's a show enough Tar Heel. He whooped up on the Falcons. I give him that.
Hey, where did this you sent me this Mike Francesa clip? Where'd this come from? It sounds like he's on a some room or something.
He's on the radio. Somebody recorded this from their radio.
Oh,
so
that's
I got
what
off
it
a deadspin. This is Mike Francesa on the radio about 2 weeks ago. Last time, because Tampa didn't win this week. So,
well, here's what Francesa said.
Nothing exciting to talk about in that game. Titans over the Bucs.
Okay, he's talking about the Titans game.
Titans over the Buccaneers. They stay in the wild card hunt.
Right.
Big hairy, it's got very, very wild things inside there. You got to pot it with a comb.
Wild card hunt.
Oh, it's lovely. I love to see something like that. Put a dollar in the panties and the hair just swallows it up.
Hilliard just wrecked his car.
Wild
heart cut. Christ, he's driving his mom to the doctor. Joy, look out, Bruno!
What kind of filth you got on the radio?
I'd give anything to get that guy on our show, like live on our show with us.
Well, all we got to do is get him here.
Right.
I don't think he's got anything else more important going on. I mean, I'm sure he's got a job and a life and everything, but geez, come on, John. Give it all up, man. Come on to America. You can sleep on my couch for at least 2-3 days before my wife gets sick of you. Then you got to find your own place, but we can make it work.
I'm sure he has a phone.
Yeah, we don't have any money coming into this show, but we can do something for you.
We haven't got a single donation this year, have we?
We've gotten two. You people are slacking.
Wow.
Really, man. See, the economy is striking everybody. Knocking everybody out. They're not even taking care of us anymore.
What has happened to the Raiders?
Dude, they went down and they played the Miami Dolphins. That's what happened to the Raiders.
I know.
You know what happened to the Miami Dolphins? That's the question.
Yeah,
what the hell happened to the Miami Dolphins?
Right. Yeah, probably.
Shoo. About a month ago, they woke up and started whipping people's ass.
Well, Al's got to be pissed.
I would imagine so. But shoot, give the Dolphins their due. I mean, other than the Cowboys game, they've whipped people's ass. And the Cowboys needed a last-second miracle, in which, by the way, their coach was smart enough not to ice their own kicker.
Yeah, that week.
Yes, that week.
Jesus.
Somebody probably called him. Hey, you got a phone call. What? Boot. Oh, it's good.
Well, let's call Al.
All right.
And We could also see how things have been going, if they've gotten any better up there. For anybody who missed it, you know, Al is in heaven, and he was pissed about it when we talked to him because he wanted to go to hell. He had some scotch sent down there. All his friends are down there. And
Hello?
Al Davis, it's John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, thank God somebody's called, finally. You know, all that ever does up here when the phone rings, it's people trying to sell you magazine subscriptions.
What kind of magazine subscriptions?
It doesn't make any difference. There's nobody calling. Nobody wants to talk to anybody up here unless they want to. I bought 500 subscriptions to Spin Magazine. There's nothing else to do, Tom, except to try to become a hipster.
What, do you get to watch football while you're up there?
Well, I suppose. You know, they show us what we want to see, I guess. So I do want to watch football, so I see football.
Wait, what happened? The Raiders got beat bad by the Dolphins.
What? What do you mean? What do you... Raiders beat by the Dolphins. Look, I watched the game on Sunday. Stabler threw it. What? Clarence Thomas caught it. Kurt Gowdy got all excited. They called it the Sea of Hands. It ends Miami's dynasty. They're not in the playoffs anymore.
Oh, they showed you that game.
Of course. What else would they show me? Why would I want to see anything else? That was the Raiders' finest moment.
Okay, well, let's just move on from that then. So things haven't gotten any better? You're bored to death in heaven?
Oh, it's terrible, Tom. I mean, it's so boring up here. There is nothing to do. I mean, for about 5 days, there's a little bit of a novelty because, you know, you wipe your behind with clouds, and that's rather interesting. So, but it doesn't last. The novelty wears off soon. I mean, the only excitement we've had up here was last month we painted Joe Paterno's room. Apparently, he won't be needing it. But other than that, there's nothing going on.
Hmm. Well, I mean, what do you guys do for Christmas up there?
Oh, it is terrible. You think the commercialism is bad down there on Earth? You should try it up here.
What?
I mean, first, what?
What do you mean?
I mean, first off, it's that little bastard Jesus' birthday, right? So everybody says happy birthday all the time. There's no Merry Christmas, no happy holidays. There's no nothing else. Of course, there's no happy Hanukkah or anything. Feliz Navidad, for Christ's sakes. Ronnie Millsap even got within 10 miles of this place. God would probably hit him with a lightning bolt, which would be interesting because he was blind and he'd never see it coming. But so up here, you have to say happy birthday all the time. All the decorations are happy birthday decorations. All the Christmas carols are birthday songs. They're not Christmas time. There's things like, oh, birthday cake, oh, birthday cake. You have a whole bunch of candles. You know, or, on the 12th day of my birthday, my true love gave to me a whole bunch of squawking birds. Look, and see, the worst part is from what I understand, it's my first time here, but we're all supposed to pretend it's not his birthday because it's always supposed to be a surprise party. So on Christmas morning, while all of you are down there gathering around your tree to open your presents, I'll be ducking down behind God's couch in the dark, waiting to yell surprise at a 2,000-year-old man.
Well, now wait a minute. So you guys all just get gifts for him, or does everybody, you don't get gifts for each other up there, or what?
Well, I'm not sure. See, it really doesn't matter, to be totally honest with you, because all the stores, everything is Tim Tebow. That's everybody's getting Tim Tebow for Christmas. Oh, if you want a shirt, you're getting a Tim Tebow jersey. If you want something for your house, it's a Tim Tebow art print or a flag or something like that. But he's on everything. A Tim Tebow coffee mug. That's what I got Jesus for his birthday. I hope nobody else got him one.
Wow.
It's absolutely disgusting. Can you imagine how I'm going to have to fake it on birthday morning when I open my Jesus birthday gift and it's a Tim Tebow jersey? I'm going to try not to vomit.
Well, I'm sorry, Al. I hope things get better for you.
Please, just tell your agent, tell my agent to please call. He hasn't called.
I'm starting
to think he's forgotten.
Why do you still have an agent?
Well, I need to get out of here, for God's sakes. I need him for one more thing here. Somebody's got to negotiate on my behalf. I can't get in to see the big guy. He's too busy right now screwing around with everybody's football pools. Every week I hear him behind the door back there laughing. Ah, the Miami Dolphins. Ah.
All right, Al. Well, we'll check in with you again soon. Try to enjoy Christmas or the birthday, whatever.
You know what I want for Christmas, Tom? Ow. I want to get the hell out of here. Right. That's what I want.
All right, Al.
Oh, God.
Take care.
Save me. Oh.
John, he sounds so depressed.
He's a Scrooge, Tom. You'd think he'd be having more fun getting into the holiday spirit up there.
I think he'd have more fun down there.
But I wonder what the holidays are like down there. Poor Al and poor Dog. Poor Raiders and poor me, because I've been real happy. What is up with Darren McFadden, man? Is he ever going to play again?
I don't know what's going on with that.
I mean, I'm glad I have Michael Bush, but their running game has fallen down in the last 2 weeks, even though he got a garbage time touchdown 2 weeks ago. But last week, he got totally shut down by the damn Dolphins. So I don't know who the Raiders play this week, but I'm going to have to look at that real carefully. I got to figure what I want to do with him because, you know, Maurice Morris is my other option.
In my league?
No, in my other league.
I was going to say, because you just got a good pickup in my league.
Yeah, I just made three pickups in your league if I got all
three
of them.
Yeah, but the one that mattered was Marion Barber. Unless Forte plays, and then it's not, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, if it's not, it doesn't make any difference. I got Roy Helu going in that league now, too. So right. Roy Helu has finally woken up and started to give me some points. That's nice to see.
So we had that amazing matchup on Monday night.
Oh, what a dog shit. I mean, Jesus, come on. We knew that it used to be. They give us the bad games, but really?
Well, was it supposed to be a bad game?
I
going into the season?
I don't know. Isn't there some kind of flex scheduling to save us from something like this?
Hey, the Chargers got a win.
Woo, the Chargers got a win. Woo! I'm all a Twitter.
But I loved how they tried to get you fired up before the game. They try to hype it up. Hey, look, we got a great game here.
Some seasons are longer than others, with more bad breaks, bad bounces, and bad news. But these teams have lost games, not their pride. They're still working, still believing that they can turn things around. And the road to recovery begins with a win on Monday Night Football.
Blah, 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 blah.
Some are long and tapered. Some are short and fat, and some leave a skid mark. Tonight, we're going to polish these turds on Monday Night Football.
Oh, Jesus.
And you know what? That game did not disappoint. How boring. Actually, they did have a good game last week that turned into a complete, total, one-sided rout, the Saints and the Giants. That was the only game on the schedule that they had that looked any good, and it was a complete freaking snoozer.
Tonight!
Yeah, there it
is. Tonight! Tonight!
We'll try to make this crap game interesting.
Tonight!
Tonight, another interim head coach meets lame duck Norv Turner. Tonight!
Tonight!
Snap, placement, Prater has it on its way, and Denver has won five consecutive games, and they have beaten the Vikings on the last play of the game as Matt Prater from 23 yards out gives the Broncos a 35-32 win.
And how did they win?
Jesus Christ.
Right.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to your... Pardon me. Once it gets in your head, you know.
Was that God singing along to Journey?
A big mistake there. You know, I heard it playing in my granddaughter's room. Kim Kardashian, that's my granddaughter.
What?
I can't even go there. Where else do you think you get an ass like that? How else can a big fat girl have a face that pretty? Let's face it, without that face, she's just another big fat pig hanging around McDonald's.
I never saw that one coming. Kim Kardashian is God's granddaughter.
Yeah, really, no kidding.
Michael Irvin, man.
He's a Broncos fan.
Yeah, he's talking about Tim Tebow, and he's definitely drinking the wine, I guess I should say.
They were eating nothing, and in the absence of eating nothing, you'll crawl through the desert and drink sand as if it was a mirage. That's what they're doing, and Tebow has given them water to drink.
You know who he sounds like? He sounds like that guy in The Life of Brian, who's standing up on the pillar yelling at all the crowd, "And then the great beast shall appear before you. The blood shall spout from its finger.
Keeble has given them water to drink."
And then, lo, he turned the water into wine, and praise be unto the nephew of God. He has given them water, Tom. He has given the linemen water, the receivers water. He gives the running backs and linebackers, everybody on defense gets some water. He is the water boy, and that's what he is.
The water boy. Play no foosball.
Some high quality H2O coming from Tim Tebow. He is the fountain from which winds will spring.
Tebow has given them water to drink.
Right.
Yeah. He bring the water onto the field and it go skabloosh, skabloosh, whoosh.
I wish Dallas had had some of that water. I can't believe that. 11 days to get ready for the Cardinals just so you can ice your own kicker. Why would we? You know what, though? Shouldn't have even been in that situation.
What's their quarterback's name? The Cardinals? I still can't even remember.
Well, it was Kevin Cobb.
Oh, it was Kevin Cobb this week. Okay. Like I said, howdy doody.
Right.
Kevin Cobb.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No, not a...
Now, they said that your coach was he didn't think the kick would get off in time. That's why he called timeout.
Oh, is that the excuse he used?
That's what he said. He said 5 seconds didn't look to be enough time to snap the ball.
Say, kids, that looks like we're not going to get off the kick. We better call a timeout and make sure Dan Bailey has time to think about it.
He probably brought him over on the sidelines. Hey, now, listen, here's a real big kick here. I want you to make sure you think about it good and long and hard.
Yeah, I just made the kick, coach, but you called timeout.
That was real good. That was real good. Now get on out there and do it again.
Man, they could have been 2 games up going into this Giants game. Now they have to beat the Giants.
Oh, well, you know, that's always what happens with kickers. You just can't trust them. God dang it, you can do everything you want, but you just can't trust a goddamn kicker.
I think their playoff hopes all come down to this weekend's game.
Now, you know, if the Cowboys lose out and the Redskins win out and the Giants lose to the Jets on Christmas Eve, guess who wins the division and goes to the playoffs?
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Rex Grossman, baby. The dragon is coming.
Watch the Redskins.
Oh, no.
Ah, the dragon is coming. Could you imagine?
Yeah, you're going to win out. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Could you? Yeah, well, we start with the Patriots this week. That's a winnable game.
Oh, God.
Grossman can shoot it out. You know what, though, man? They had it. This week, they slugged it out with the Jets, and they were ahead with 5 minutes to go in the game, and all of a sudden, our special teams coach decided to pooch a kickoff. I know, we'll cross him up. Instead of making him down it and come out at the 20, we'll pooch it up and give it to him at the 50. That'll screw with him. Damn it. So they can't get this gum-chewing idiot out of here fast enough.
Heard that line from Diva Lover.
Watch the Redskins!
It was very strange. He was, I don't even know, is he getting fired up for a game? Is that what this is?
No, he's getting fired up because he's getting a lot of haters now, and he's getting tired of the haters, so he's telling everybody to F off.
Oh, is that what this is from?
You know what the best thing about that latest video was? He actually has a Wolf Moon t-shirt. He does. He's got a wolf with a freaking full moon t-shirt on.
Well, I didn't see the video, but I got the clip you sent me, and here it is. Very odd.
Yeah! Here we go! Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
What the hell is that?
That's when they opened up his basement and was ready to throw some Boy Scout down the wall. They caught one and they're going to throw it down. He smashed it over the head with a shovel. Little Boy Scout came to the door.
Howdy, ma'am.
Yeah. Here we go. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, Chad,
We bought you a new goat. We know what happened to the last one, so you be careful with this one.
Wait a minute. Let's get some mood music here. Here we go.
Yeah! Here we go! Ooh, yeah!
And now, welcome to Shower Time with your host, Jerry Sandusky.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that's terrible.
Hold on. Let's do this. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Here we go. Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's just disgusting.
That's wrong.
That made me feel very uncomfortable. With his Wolf Moon t-shirt.
Maybell, is that you, girl?
Jesus.
What do you mean, no? After I done bought you dinner? Oh, hell. Yeah, Diva Lover, man, his 15 minutes are running down quick.
Yeah.
His 15 minutes run down quick, especially, I mean, when you start getting people bored with it in our fan base.
Yeah.
You know, it starts to become up and over.
Yeah, we had some suggestions and critiques on the Bang Facebook page.
Yeah, the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Facebook page.
What was the one thing the one guy said about he wanted us to bring back somebody, and then he made sure we understood what he meant?
Oh, yeah, here, let me pull these up. There was a lot of good comments in here. I have to go find it. This is a pretty busy page.
We can do this instead of email.
Yeah, well, this is our email for the week here.
Did you have any email you needed to read?
No, these are just fine. These are just perfectly fine.
Okay.
Anything that we have. All right, basically, what I did was on the Facebook page, I asked people what were working and what wasn't working for them this year, what they liked and what they didn't like, you know, and everything like that. And overall, Sam Huff is a big hit. I think that's
right.
Pretty good because I like that. That's pretty funny.
What's the score?
People love God and Tebow. God and Tebow is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
People want to see more ways for me to use my voices, which is fine with me. That's good. Just let me get crazy. I love getting stupid and crazy. One person here, as a matter of fact, liked our voices so much, I'm going to go ahead and give this guy the Dumbass of the Year award, everybody. This is congratulations, because really, amongst our fan base, Tom, this is a prestigious award. You got to admit, to be able to pull this off, Andrew Lindemann, our buddy Andrew Lindemann, wrote, I'd say bring back Frebby Smoop.
Frebby Smoop, and yes.
Frebby Smoopy say, thank you, my dear Andrew Lindemann. But then Andrew felt it necessary to make sure we understood who he was talking about, so he put in parentheses, Fred Smoot. Really? Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. I wasn't quite sure who you were talking about there. Maybe it was Freebie Smoop guy, I'm not sure. But yeah, to think that I had to be told who I was doing when I do Frebby's move, that was pretty funny.
Oh, well.
Yeah, hey, man. That's pretty cool, though. I like when people participate. Chip Underwood's a big fan. He might be fan number one. Everybody likes John Tilliard. Tilliard, you're still the big hit, so no matter what, you try to ignore your stardom, sir.
Hey, that's our show mascot.
Not going to work. I know he tries to hide. I just try to be a straight-up regular Joe. Not going to happen.
You're a star, Tilliard.
Starting yesterday, somebody reminded everybody about the white teacher that says, nigga, can I hold a pencil? That dude. And that guy made a comeback on the board here. People were laughing about that. Dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah. People really like that guy.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Yeah, that guy.
You let a nigga hold a nickel?
Get away from the door, nigga.
Now, understand what he's saying.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Right.
Right. Oh, shit. I'm glad he put the N on the front. Otherwise, it might be bigger or something like that. Oh, man. Diego Fernando Bava misses the field trips. I'll tell you what. I don't have time for a field trip, but if you want to go watch a good one, go watch Wofford Kick Returner. Seriously, the kick returner for Wofford, right, single-handedly knocked his team out of the playoffs because he caught a kick like 6 yards deep in the end zone. All right, he didn't down it. He didn't down it. He just walked.
Yes.
And then he dropped the ball. He walked a few steps. He figured the play was over, dropped the ball. The other team jumped on it and won the game.
Yes. That's funny.
He didn't down it. I'll tell you what. I thought when I saw it the first time that it looked to me like he was just trying to be a little sneaky and maybe try to walk away from him and then run.
Like he was going to take off running all of a sudden? Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't seen this one either, go look at Jack Kemp Knockout. That's a good one where Jack Kemp is up in Canada getting a CFL award. He's like 75 years old, and he beats up Gino Muscala, another 70-year-old. Did you see this? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes a punch at him, and I mean a nice right hook to the jaw of this 70-year-old dude and knocks him out.
Yeah, that was they showed the clip that last Monday night. That was Chris Berman's, you know, everybody does their come on man video, and that was Berman's.
Right. I thought that was funny as hell.
Yeah, it was.
All right, let's see. People are getting a little tired of Diva Lover. Like I said, his 15 minutes are getting to be up. People still want Gork.
Gork.
No Gork.
Gork's funny, man.
No Gork. People were kind of mixed on the Jerry Sandusky stuff. Some people thought I went over the line. Some people thought it was just fine.
You did go over the line.
Well, you know, that's kind of what we do, right?
Right.
That's when I'm having fun is when I'm over the line. It's the only place that's fun. Let's see. Everybody likes Michael Irvin. They want more Ray Lewis.
More Ray Lewis. All right.
More Ray Lewis. You know, Tom, for the last couple of weeks, I've been fired up to watch the game from the sidelines. I'm practicing for retirement to get fired up to be sitting on my ass.
Booyah!
Sitting on the stoop on Ray Lewis Boulevard saying, yo, nigga, be pulling your pants up.
Pull your pants up around your waist.
That's right. I don't give a damn if I'm your mama.
Nigga. You know, nigga. Nigga this. Nigga. Nigga, please. Nigga. I use nigga.
Right.
I use them too. I used one today.
I didn't call anybody a nigger.
We never mentioned you, Dr. Laura.
I gotta tell you, the Mexicans are cheaper. If you wanna use yourself an ethnic minority, go ahead and get the Mexicans. They'll work for nothing. Niggas work for a lot. Let me tell you what. Some of them work for a lot and go ahead and get in trouble anyway. This goddamn Dez Bryant catch a couple touchdown passes, but he won't pull his goddamn pants up.
People want to see. Well, they want to hear more from the chat room. Well,
the chat room.
Yeah, the chat room was well and good, but you gotta realize from the chat room, for one, I'm not in there anymore because I just don't have time to be in there listening for these people anymore. And for two, in most of the chat rooms, you can't get these characters anymore because they throw them out. As soon as they come in and anybody sounds like they have a personality, they throw them out. Somebody wrote in here they really liked at that time that I was making fun of Lovey. Remember Lovey, Packers fan?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That was something that we did get going on in the chat room. We found that woman in a chat room, and me and Tom, we got a message. Okay, here's what we're going to do, you know, and we did it. And it was great, but nowadays, if Lovey or, what the hell was that other guy's name? Yeah, what was his name?
Oh, wait a minute. Hell. We had, you talking about Ghost?
Packer fan.
Hey, Brett Favre there, that guy there, that Brett Favre guy.
If he came into the chat room now, they would just shut him down and put him out.
Yeah, don't you think so?
Yeah, Worf. Worf was his name.
Worf. As soon as he got on the microphone and went, yeah, they'd put a dot on him and say, that was too loud.
Oh, God.
So it's just, you know, there's nobody to get anymore.
Yeah, the NFL room, there's like 15 regulars that go in there, and that's it. Anybody new comes in, they bounce them. It's like a Nazi room now.
Right, and I mean, you can go into our room, but I got tired of our room, frankly, because every Sunday it was drunk Mr. Hill, loud as hell on the microphone for 3 hours.
Deshaun.
The Eagles will get a Super Bowl.
There was him.
Right. We had him and McNabb with the stupid Texas refs.
We're going to the hood.
No, they ain't. You're going into last place. Is the hood the hole? You're going into hole.
Yeah, and that Lovey.
Come on. Damn it.
Yeah, that's her.
Damn it.
See, they'd never let her talk anymore. So, that's up what's up with that.
Right. And then, of course, I think our all-time favorite chatter.
Melbourne is the West Cons...
Yeah.
Melbourne is the West Cons... fuck. There. Melbourne is the West continent of Australia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, Chopper.
So, you know what? Adrian Lord has joined our Facebook page, and, you know, he's in Korea, and he can't get laid, Tom. For some reason, Adrian Lord, he's all upset because we won't read his emails. I haven't seen any of them come in, so I guess my spam filter isn't even taking your emails anymore. They're just going, screw this guy. Some supervillain. And, so he's on our Facebook page now, and I just got to look at him. I tell you what, Adrian Lord, if you can't get laid in Korea, I don't know what's the matter with you, dude. You got to go get him drunk. Just get a couple of them.
It only costs $5.
Just get a couple of them drunk, and, dude, cut that mop off your head. My God, you look like Bozo going over to them. No wonder they look at you and they go, holy shit, American clown coming to talk to me.
$5, they'll love you a long time.
Not this guy.
Oh, hey. What? With the Chopper, I just realized, I forgot we did this with him. You know, somebody said they liked the Kentucky teacher.
Get away from the door, nigga.
That guy.
Right.
Well, remember we had Chopper do those.
Get away from the door, nigga. Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
We had to coach him because he kept saying, get away from the door, Abbo.
No,
Chopper, no.
Aboriginal.
You're right.
Yes.
Nigga.
So everybody can go on Adrian Lord's Facebook page and look at him and laugh about it. Because I'm guaranteeing you, I don't see any pictures of his feet, but I bet you, Tom, he's got like 16-inch long squeaky red shoes on.
Oh, man.
All right. So anyway, that's what I got this week. We had a good time this week.
Yes. Show's a little short. It's been a crazy week, but we didn't even take a break in this show, which is no big deal.
By the way, one last piece of news, Tom.
Yes.
The Houston Texans have indeed signed Jeff Garcia.
No way.
They have signed him with a contract.
Are
he
you
is now
kidding?
A Houston Texan.
What?
And that is just the most fabulous news because he's had these chaps for a long time. And you just can't wear chaps in Philadelphia. You can't wear chaps in Tampa Bay. You can't wear chaps in Minnesota. It just doesn't go well up there at all.
Are you serious?
He's a Houston Texan, Tom. He's a steer.
Wow.
Now, you know what I hear? There's only two things come out of Texas. And I don't have any horns. Moo moo.
Oh, man.
I'm a rough, tough oil man. Gotta get a big belt buckle. There we go. Garcia's a Texan. So Donovan McNabb says, what? You're going to take him? He's been out of football for how long? All right, we got to go. Otherwise, we'll never stop.
I know. It doesn't. No, it doesn't. BCRH-forums.net for the message board.
Yeah, Bang Cartoon Radio Hour on Facebook. Please come and find it, man. There's a lot of fun stuff happening there.
Right.
So check it out, man. As a matter of fact, we used a lot of what y'all said in that thread that we wrote on there as material this week.
Right.
So there you go. And you can go and laugh at Adrian Lord's picture.
Yeah. And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Yeah! Here we go! Ooh, yeah.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Hey, Cartoon Radio.
Okay, Mr. Smith, tell me what happened.
Well, I just sat down when pow.
Pow?
Pow, right in the mouth.
And can you describe the assailants?
There were three of them.
And how are they dressed?
With rosemary garnish and a red wine jus.
Jus?
Jus.
Well, it's like a gravy, is it? Any potatoes at the scene?
Oh, yes. Mashed with garlic.
That's a serious assault.
There was no salt.
Lamb hits you in the chops. More knockout recipes at simplylamb.co.uk.